Welcome to your five for the day. Napoleon Bonaparte once said, "If Socrates would enter the room, we should rise and do him honour. But if Jesus Christ came into the room, we should fall down on our knees and worship him." Dr. Luke, the writer of the third gospel account in the New Testament, would have agreed with the French general wholeheartedly. If ever a man wrote a book filled with good news for everybody, Dr. Luke is that man. His key message is, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save those who are lost." He presents Jesus Christ as the compassionate Son of Man, who came to live among sinners, love them, help them, and die for them. In Luke's Gospel, we meet individuals as well as crowds, women and children as well as men, poor people as well as rich people, and sinners along with saints. It's a book with a message for everybody. In Capernaum, Jesus began his ministry of teaching and healing. Luke introduces both, selecting examples from the many things Jesus did in order to highlight the effect that they had on those who witnessed them. Jesus was a popular speaker at the synagogue. People enjoyed listening to him, and he could put spiritual truths in a way that was easy for his listeners to understand. But that in itself was not unique. The people had probably heard other good speakers in the past. What amazed them was not so much the things he said as the authority with which he said them. The people were stunned, as it was usual for a rabbi to cite all sorts of authorities to support his interpretation. Jesus spoke directly. There was no need for him to trawl the sacred scriptures. He already had the very power the devil had mistakenly promised to him in the desert. He could speak on his own authority because of his relationship with his Father. His teaching, which we have in the Gospels, should stun us too. Luke offers us an example of this authority by telling us how easily Jesus was able to cast out an evil spirit. He simply speaks a word. The demon has to obey because it knows who Jesus is, that he is the Holy One of God. It is because of who he is that Jesus' words carry such authority. His miracles had a similar effect on those who witnessed them. Today, there are those who still claim that Jesus was only a good teacher. Luke does not leave that option open to us. Jesus' words have authority because they are able to transform lives, not because they sound nice. Whether we face demon possession, sickness, besetting sins, broken relationships, or other seemingly insurmountable problems, the words of Jesus carry the authority to bring the change we need. And that is because of who he is, not because of anything we might do. What are the miracles that you or those around you need today? Ask Jesus to speak his authoritative words into those situations, and you'll be amazed how he can change your life too. Thank you for listening. God bless.